For me as a priest, one of my great joys is to be able to celebrate Mass. Whether it is on a special feast day, on Christmas or Easter when the church is full, normal Sunday when it's heavier attendance, or today where it's lighter attendance, private Masses, weekday Masses. Sometimes I don't want to get up. Sometimes I don't, you know, Sunday mornings, I don't want to get up and drive to the mission or drive to Dodson and do my Masses. I admit that. But that's more laziness of not wanting to get up early in the morning on a Sunday when everybody else, it seems like, can sleep in. But to celebrate Mass is a great joy for me. Because when I celebrate Mass, I'm in the presence of God. When we attend Mass, we are in the presence of God. And I, as a priest, am privileged. And it truly is a privilege. It is nothing I have earned. It is something that is God's gift, to be the instrument that brings God to earth. That through those beautiful words of our Lord in the what we call the institution narrative, "This is my body, this is my blood." That bread and wine that was sitting on the altar is now his body, blood, soul, and divinity. A bad habit that I think we've gotten into as Catholics is we talk about, especially when we're distributing communion, about distributing the bread and distributing the wine. We need to get out of that habit. Because we aren't distributing bread and wine. We're distributing Jesus. His body, blood, soul, and divinity. And when we receive communion, we are not receiving bread and wine. We are receiving Jesus. He tells us in the gospel today that we must eat his bread, or eat his flesh and drink his blood. And that his bread is true food and his blood is true drink. His flesh is true food and his blood is true drink. Every time we attend Mass and we receive communion, we do that. We receive him body, blood, soul, and divinity. We receive that food and that drink that leads us to eternal life. And we have the privilege of doing that at every Mass we attend. Whether it is a daily Mass, a weekend Mass, a Christmas Mass, a funeral Mass, a wedding Mass, whatever reason that we are at Mass, we can receive our Lord. What a great gift. What a beautiful gift. You know, in the second reading, St. Paul asks, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? St. Paul was asking a rhetorical question here. The answer to these questions is absolutely yes. Yes, when we receive from the chalice, we are receiving from the blood of Christ. When we receive a host, we are receiving the body of Christ. Body, blood, soul, and divinity come to earth, and we receive him. What is sad is that there are many Catholics who don't believe this. They don't believe that there's anything special about what we do here at the altar. They don't believe that it truly is his body, blood, soul, and divinity. They believe that it's just bread and wine. It's just a symbol. Or that the Eucharist itself, receiving our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity, isn't the important aspect. It's the community. It's you. You are more important than what happens up here at the altar. That's what they say. I've heard Catholics who are in official positions within the church, liturgists, priests, deacons, say things like that. And what's sad about that? They don't know what they're missing. They don't recognize who it is that is there. If you've heard someone say that, a priest, a deacon, a teacher, a religious instructor, a religious sister or brother, whoever this person might be, don't listen to them. Because they are not telling you the truth. They are not showing you the beauty of the Eucharist. They are not showing you God. Because Jesus is here, and I pity them. I pity them because they do not recognize the beauty of the Eucharist, the power of the Eucharist, the majesty of the Eucharist. When those words are spoken, "This is my body, this is my blood," God is here. We believe that so strongly that we even keep God present with us. That's why we have the tabernacle. We place our Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity in the tabernacle to keep God with us. That every time we come into this church or any church with a tabernacle, we are literally in the presence of God. And I use literally in its literal term. God is here. He is here with us. He remains with us because he loves us and wants us to be in his presence. This is why it's so important that when we come here, whether it is for Mass, for any reason, when we come to this church, that we pray before our Lord. We pray before the tabernacle. Even better is when we expose the Blessed Sacrament. We put a monstrance, a beautiful gold object that holds the host, so that we might see it. We might look on our Lord and have him look at us. Adoration is such a beautiful aspect of our belief in the Eucharist because it is taking time to be with our Lord. One of the great memories of our World Youth Day trip last summer wasn't the huge masses. I mean, those are incredible. You know, the final Mass had over 1 million people with the Pope. Huge crowd. I mean, there were more people there at that Mass than there are in the state of Montana. It was amazing. It was incredible. It wasn't the high point. For many of our pilgrims, when we got back, or as we were traveling at least, the high point was one of the evenings in Krakow. We were at this arena on the other side of the city from where we were staying. And figure this arena is something like the Metro down in Billings, you know, used for concerts and basketball and whatever else they want to use it for. Well, that night there were 20,000 pilgrims there. And there was good music, and there were good talks, and it was all very enjoyable. And then we got to adoration. And there were points where there was no music. No one was talking. And in this auditorium of 20,000 people, you could have dropped a pin on the stage and heard it all the way in the back. That was recognizing God in our midst. 20,000 people there kneeling before our Lord, recognizing that he was there. It wasn't a long time of adoration. We didn't spend 3, 4, 5 hours, but it was powerful. That's why it's so interesting how many of us have remember who it is that we are coming to see when we come to Mass, who it is we are coming to receive when we come forward. If we truly understood in the depth of our souls that the Eucharist is God, that the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ is present in the Blessed Sacrament, we would come to Mass with great joy. I think of those who received their first communion not that long ago, confirmation, first communion, only about a month ago. Some of those kids were about ready to jump out of their skins. They were so excited to finally receive our Lord, to finally be able to come forward and receive communion. Not just the blessing on the head, but an actual to receive our Lord. Would that we had that kind of joy when we come to Mass. Would that every time we come forward to receive our Lord, we can't wait. We are just in anticipation as we're in line to receive our Lord. Instead, what do when we come to Mass? I'm not going to speak. I'm not going to move. I'm here. That's enough. How many people act like that? Like this is something that's just an imposition. I'm just doing it because I have to. We're standing in front of God. He is here for us. He's not out in some distant place in the galaxy with other stars and planets. He's here. And he wants us to receive him. Why can't we recognize that? Has it become too commonplace for us? Has it become too ordinary? The most extraordinary thing we do in our lives, and we treat it like it's just a daily routine. And then, once we've received our Lord, what do? We go about our day. Some people don't even wait until the words of the Mass is ended. They wander off before Mass even ends. There's a reason why the last words at Mass, spoken by the priest, are words of sending. Go forth, the Mass is ended. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. This isn't a, just get out of here. We're done. Go home. You can go do your Sunday recreation or mow the lawn or laundry or whatever it is you got planned for Sunday. That's not what the priest is saying. Go and proclaim the gospel of the Lord. Go and announce the good news of the Lord. Go out there and share the fact that you just received God. That you are now once again reunited with the body of Christ. When we receive communion, Jesus becomes a part of us and we become deeper a part of him. But we don't do that. Again, because we don't think about the beautiful gift that we have in the Eucharist. The greatest gift, truly the greatest gift that we can receive. Beyond any other gift, including our very lives. So today, as we celebrate this feast of Corpus Christi, the feast of the body and blood of our Lord, may we truly come forward and recognize this beautiful gift. Recognize that God is here with us now and that we will be receiving him. No longer bread and wine, but truly his body, blood, soul, and divinity.